Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. And I have to say, you know, I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness. I just love it. And that's, of course, where we're going to go today, is just expanding your mind and looking at things in a different way to really help take your life to the next level. So that's where we're going to go today. But really quickly, before we do, I just want to make a really quick mention. You know, there are a few things going on around us, weather related and whatnot, and I don't want to speak too much into the negative, but just saying, I know that there are people who are going through some hard times, and it would be amazing to just send some positive vibes to all of the people around the world who may need it and feel a bit challenged right now. You know, it would be lovely to just kind of send out a few peaceful thoughts, loving thoughts, wonderful thoughts, and what it would look like to just see everybody happy and healthy and fabulous and thriving and, you know, just prosperous and just looking at life in a most beautiful way where everybody just is feeling loving and doing well. You know, that would just be a beautiful vision for everybody. So thank you for just taking a moment to just put your mind and your thoughts there on that positive. I appreciate that. And remember, that's good for you also, and bringing that in for yourself, that you see yourself as being happy and positive and thriving and successful and prosperous and loving and all of that, and taking that in for yourself as well, and really feeling that. It's so important, especially, you know, I know I've heard a lot of people saying, oh my God, there's a lot of stuff going on in the collective energy around us. And let that be a reminder that you need to make sure to lift yourself and not go into it. And I know sometimes that can be easier said than done and a little bit challenging, of course. But if you remember back to episode number 10, you know, the woman who healed her tumor, and you've probably heard me mention it before because I love showing quantifiable results where people can really see the change on a test, you know? And so the fact that her tumor could be seen on an MRI and then was gone was really great to see. Now, the reason that I bring that one up, though, is if you recall, part of what was going on with her whole energy had to do with the fires in California and what was going on around her. And part of it had to do with feeling bad towards what others were going through. And so that was just part of it. Of course, there were several other things going on as well. But my point is to remember to continue to lift your energy and keep lifting. And if you need a reminder, then that episode is definitely a good reminder to listen to bring your energy up, no matter what's going on in the collective around you, to just keep lifting and keep the positivity in. And of course, I'm not saying that if you fall into the negative energy that you're going to end up with a tumor in your throat or anything like that. Not at all. But what I am saying is that it's important to lift your energy on the inside, no matter what's going on around you, you know? And even during my injury, my life was a mess. I mean, it was a train wreck. Every single part of my life had fallen apart, from work to finances to my life to my relationship. I mean, everything had fallen apart. And that's when I was working on lifting myself. And so I know that some people might say, well, wait a second, there's all these things going on, I can't lift right now. But instead, you'll want to think about it in the opposite way and say, you know, because there are so many things going on right now, it is important to be happier than ever and lift and really elevate your energy. And by the way, I know for me personally, if things were off with other people before, like I had this old pattern that it was like, if things were off with other people or they weren't okay, then I didn't want to be happy. You know, I felt like guilty, like I was doing something wrong if I was happy, almost like I was a bad person, if you will. And of course, I had to change that pattern. And so if you notice that that is something that's coming up for you, make sure to really change that pattern. You don't want to feel like a bad person for being happy or feeling good in life, you know? And by the way, speaking of which, that is actually a perfect segue into what we are going to be talking about on today's episode. So if you recall, on last week's episode, I had been working with a beautiful volunteer, Michelle, who had been struggling on the healing journey for 16, 17 years and is a therapist herself, and yet hasn't been able to really identify what it is that she's needing to shift to really make that change. And she's just this beautiful being, and she has some great self-awareness that we're going to be diving into today. So I love that. And if you recall, there were some punishment patterns that really didn't make sense. And that's one of the things that you're going to notice as we dive in, is that just because you logically know something is true doesn't mean that it's programmed into your subconscious mind and nervous system, which means that it can still impact multiple areas of your life. And I'm going to get a little bit technical here for a moment, just because I feel like this needs to be grounded a little bit more. And so if we take just a moment to think about the energy of the body, you know, a lot of times when people think of energy, they think of a whole aura around the body or an energy field around the body. But I want to look more specifically at energy. I want to talk about it in more of a scientific way and break it down a bit really to the mind and your neurons firing. And basically, very simply put, science has actually shown that when neurons fire in the brain, they release biophotons. So they release energy. And if you think about a photon is a quantum of light, so a little particle of light. And so every time your neurons fire, you're releasing some of these biophotons, if you will. And when somebody is more intensely feeling something, the intensity of these biophotons increases. And so very simply, if you have a thought that doesn't have a lot of emotion behind it, it's not going to create a lot of energy. You know, if you say, oh, I feel happy today, okay, that's not going to create a lot of energy. But if you're really feeling happy and you're feeling it, that is going to create even more energy, if you will, because it's going to fire more neurons throughout your body and your mind. And of course, going back to very simply put, as neurons fire, they release these biophotons, these energy, if you will. And so point being is that it is very important to get these emotions in, to really get it into your energy, and also to change your consciousness. And so that's part of what we're going to talk about today, is getting rid of these guilt, self-punishment patterns that don't make sense, and instead bringing in a feeling of self-acceptance and self-love. So that's one piece. And we're also going to be talking about how when we really get information in the brain, how it actually helps shift your consciousness. And so that's a piece we're going to be talking about as well as we dive back in with Michelle. Now, just a recap of where we left off with Michelle. If you recall, she was having a lot of patterns of flight, if you will. It had been programmed in that she would get really triggered by people and then just want to flight, want to go hide or quote unquote retreat from them. And that was really programmed in her energy. And so that was something that was coming up a lot in her life. She was also experiencing a lot of fatigue. So that's another piece. And where we left off was that she would kind of tell on her brother when he was doing something that he shouldn't be doing. And when she did, then he got mad at her, which, of course, can make you feel in the nervous system like it's bad or unacceptable to be good. And so that programming has been running really strong inside Michelle, who is this beautiful being and consciously knows she's a good person, but simultaneously has all of this programming going on underneath that's messing up multiple areas of her life. And so that's what she is working on shifting and really looking at in today's episode. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Michelle. Bingo. I'm going to remind you that being good is cool. Being good is cool. Being good is safe. I'm going to ask you to breathe and just take that in for a moment. Being good is cool. Being good is safe. Being good is fun. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. If I ask you to notice how that feels, how does that feel when you bring that in?
It feels a little bit lighter. It feels freeing. I feel a sense of like a little bit of freeing up, clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Right? Beautiful. So we're going to bring it in even more. So I'm going to have to just bring that in and be like, of course, good is cool. And if you think about it for a moment, I mean, if you think about people in the world that you like and people in the world that you think are amazing, how many of them are good people?
All of them.
Absolutely. So notice and bring in the awareness that you know that good is cool. Of course, good is cool and amazing and wonderful, and good is cool and good is safe. I'm going to ask you to bring that in. That good is cool and good is safe. Of course it is. Of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that? Of course.
Of course it is. Of course.
Of course it is. Of course. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right. So I want you to notice how that feels. And if I ask you your level of fatigue right now, what's your level? 0 to 10?
It took away the fatigue sensation in the brain.
Right?
Like a 3. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have is about a 2.6. So right there in your 3. Okay. But notice how big the change is just from bringing that in, which of course your conscious mind knows that, but bringing in that awareness and feeling that, notice that shift, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had never really pieced where the feeling of being a bad person came from. So it sort of makes sense now. I don't need to like dwell on the stories of it, but it helped to sort of connect those dots a little bit. So yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bingo. So it feels and what you just said right there is absolutely key. You don't want to dwell on those stories. Absolutely. And well said. So I'm going to ask you to say that again. Of course it's cool to be good.
Of course it's cool to be good.
Great. And I'm going to ask you to just think of, there you go. I'm going to ask you to just think about one or two people who you think are amazing and notice that they're good people and take that in. Of course it's cool to be good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you right now, 0 to 10, how much you feel like you're a bad person. 0 to 10, what's your level?
5, I would say. Something like a 5.
It's a 5. So notice it's going down a lot, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And by the way, if I ask you 10 minutes ago what it was, what would you say it was 10 minutes ago?
I mean, my conscious mind knows I'm a good person, but like the internal feeling would have been like an 8 or 7 or something.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And absolutely. And so notice for a moment, of course, your conscious mind knows that you're a good person. Of course you are. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. That's what I would have said as far as bad, about an 8-9 in there. And bingo. That's where I see it, about a 4-5 in there. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring that in for a moment and just notice that your conscious mind knows that you're a good person. I'm going to ask you to take that in. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And yes. All right. And I want you to notice, by the way, bingo, how sensitive you feel if you feel like somebody is mad at you.
Really sensitive. Really impacted.
Mm-hmm. A lot, right?
Yeah, I avoid.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah, I avoid stuff in relationships due to that fear. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I have to say I just love her. I mean, I love her authenticity and her self-awareness. She's beautiful. And she has some really painful patterns going on. I mean, notice that she's feeling so much pain with relationships that she's just wanting to avoid them. And so you can see that fight or flight still coming up, where that flight is programmed in that we talked about on the last episode, and that avoidance, you know, just wanting to avoid them. Now, what's interesting in her situation, and also kind of unfortunate but helpful to know, is that this punishment pattern, this bad person pattern that she's had going on, is impacting her relationships. And you'll see that more coming up, where there's like this feeling like she doesn't really deserve great relationships, you know, just a lot of hurt. And so changing this punishment pattern and also the relationship pattern, they're both very connected to each other. You know, one is influencing the other, and it's like they're kind of feeding each other at this point. And ultimately, of course, the goal is to transform them. Now, something else I want to touch on here, because, you know, she's mentioned before that she's been working with her cognitive mind and that she's not really making those emotional changes. And she's so spot on. And I know she mentions it even coming up, but the thing that you'll want to note is that when you make the change in your subconscious mind, that's when things really change. And I want to give you a simple example and then take a moment and build on it. So the simple example is this, is that, you know, you've probably been in a place before where you thought about buying a certain type of car, or your spouse or partner drives a certain type of car, and you start seeing it everywhere, right? So you've probably experienced that before in one way or another. Okay, so that's the simple example. Now, I want you to take that simple example for a moment and think about it in the bigger picture. If that's happening with cars, like even a car that you think about buying, what about everything else in your life? In other words, the relationships that are showing up in your consciousness, the house, the people, the connections, the friendship, I mean, literally everything. And so when you stop and think about that simple example of the car, you begin to realize, if you look at the bigger picture, that your consciousness really is always being directed by what your brain is filtering out and what you're attracting in life. Now, when you look at it in that way and you kind of look at how much your mind is filtering different information, what can happen here with a punishment pattern is that a person who consciously knows that they're not bad, but what'll happen is, because it's ingrained so much in the subconscious mind, a person will literally see all of those negative things over and over again. So those will be the things that keep coming up in their mind all of the time. And so in this case, if this is your mind programming, then even though there's a part of you that can know that you're a good person consciously, the rest of your brain will continue to bring up anything bad you've ever done, or even just holding on to the feeling in general. Because the feeling is so important. It helps direct your mind and your subconscious mind and your energy. So we're going to unpack even more of that coming up. But for now, let's go ahead and dive back in with Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you, by the way, to notice that dynamic with your brother growing up. Can you see that? How it was devastating if he was mad with you and upset with you. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can't. Kind of was just used to, I guess I didn't know it any different, you know, because we grew up just with those dynamics. But I felt that way with my whole family. My whole family, I felt mm-hmm. like an outsider. So I always felt like I was wrong or bad or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's another piece to it also.
What's that?
Somebody's always mad at you. Absolutely. That piece, by the way, that piece is going to be important for your health, just so you know. So you mentioned you've been on a 16-year healing journey. That piece, mm-hmm. that's part of where we're going, just so you know, is that feeling that somebody's always mad at you. That feeling right there is the one that's inhibiting you, is one of them that's inhibiting you from getting better, just so you know. But there's another piece also. So when I mentioned there was a feeling of feeling devastated when your brother was mad at you, can you also see the part of you that sometimes kind of liked when he was mad at you, kind of liked to get a rise out of him? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
You laugh.
Just trying to remember back.
I love your awareness. I love your awareness. Beautiful.
It makes
beautiful
me happy to know there was some normality to my, I feel a little normal that I enjoyed getting a rise out of my brother.
Right? There we go. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice that feeling of how even when you get upset or you feel like people are upset, can you see that underlying feeling that still sometimes enjoys getting a rise out of people? Can you see that? Mm,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Self-awareness. Impressive. Mm-hmm. Super impressive. Yes. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. So what's happening there, by the way, is the part of you that's afraid to say anything also has that feeling of feeling enjoying kind of getting a rise out of people. And that's creating that whole dynamic. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just went through this with a friend. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, again, I have to say, I just love her self-awareness and her authenticity. Just really, really beautiful. Also, notice that with her pattern, that she likes getting a rise out of her brother. Like she has that feeling of excitement there. And so all of the time, what happens with people is that there's a feeling of wanting to get rid of some type of pattern or problem going on. And then there's also some type of positive feeling attached to it. Maybe it's a feeling of winning or getting at somebody. And ultimately what ends up happening is that it continues to manifest and it becomes really hard to get rid of. And so that's something that you may want to pay attention to in your own life. You know, if there's something that you've been trying to get rid of, you may want to look and see if there's a positive link that's connected to it. And you'll also want to make sure to target the specific emotion. So you're going to notice her say coming up, again, that she's been working just with the cognitive mind and hasn't really been doing that programming change, and it's a stuck spot. And so that's what you're going to want to really pay attention to make real change at a deeper level. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Michelle.
And okay. And when you went through this with a friend, can you see the part of you that liked to get the rise?
I think there's like, I almost want to say there's sort of a, I don't need to like add to my complexities, but like, you know, we get kind of addicted to our patterns or like there's sort of a tendency to repeat them. And yeah, because it's like, if I'm not able to speak clearly to how I'm feeling in a way and communicate just openly and directly or clearly, how I feel, then it's like I have to somehow get attention, right? Like that's, I think that's what's playing out. Like it's like I want to maintain the relationship, and so there's sort of this. It's a bit. It's a little bit of an unhealthy way to. I mean, it's like creating tension just to like, because that's my mechanism, I guess. So yeah, I can see. I can kind of see how that's happening. And I actually was recently kind of becoming aware of how I do that. I was like, what am I doing? but
I love your self-awareness. I love it. Just beautiful. Just very, very impressive. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to call it another word. Can you see almost when you can kind of get a rise out of people, like there's almost also like a feeling of satisfaction. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you, I want you to think about how satisfying it, quote unquote, feels to get a rise out of them. And I want you to think about how satisfying it would be to have an even more loving, harmonious connection with them. And what sounds more fun, like satisfaction from getting a rise out of them or satisfaction from having a harmonious connection?
The second one. The second one sounds better.
Great. And, yeah. Beautiful. The so obvious, I'm going to ask you to bring that in.
Choice. But it's good to notice the choice.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to just bring that into your awareness, the obvious choice, the satisfaction of that harmonious connection. Bingo. And if I ask you, if you really tried and you got this into your mind, could you see yourself making this transformation into harmonious connections and really working on that and not feeding the old where there's that old feeling of the satisfaction or the rise out of them, but really working specifically towards that harmony feeling and how that would feel. Could you see yourself doing that?
I can. Yeah, I can. There's something that comes up for me with where it's kind of like, I feel like I have been working on that, but the, what also kind of gets in the way is sort of a feeling of getting where I feel like I have trouble keeping my own boundaries or like just getting disconnected from myself. So I just need to see how maybe that old pattern is sort of like a defense mechanism that, just isn't serving. So maybe just speak, you know, maybe, yeah, I guess I could bring the new thing in regardless of what's happening.
Technically. Absolutely. But technically these pieces are actually playing against each other because watch this. If I feel like a bad person and I feel guilty all the time, how much do I feel like I deserve a great life?
Right. Right.
I don't, even if it's not true, I still would feel like I don't necessarily deserve a great life. So then I feel like I'm attracting negative things and then I'm reactive to those negative things. So both of these separate emotions and these separate patterns are actually feeding each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I definitely relate to that where I feel like I don't trust what's coming into my world I don't feel like I deserve the good stuff. And so even if someone's good in my life, like these friends are really good people, but there's a part of me that just doesn't trust that. So,
And by the way, wait, right there. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much you feel like you deserve their friendship, what's your level? Just so you know, I would go about a -4. Okay. A feeling of undeserving.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think my mind wanted to put it up higher than that, but.
Okay.
But.
And where would your mind have put it?
My mind wanted to put it up around an 8, but clearly there's some disconnect between, this is the thing I've been trying to, I think that makes sense to me how those would be so different because, like I've been making a lot of conscious efforts from the cognitive side of me, you know, to try to make changes mm-hmm. in my life, but I'm exhausted. And that's partly probably because of this stuff that's underneath that has not been shifting. So that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Great. And, bingo. And have you ever noticed yourself consciously think to yourself that you don't really deserve that connection? Have you noticed yourself consciously say that before?
Yeah, I've had thoughts that that I'm not good enough for other people or for the connection. Yeah.
Bingo. Okay. And bingo. Okay. So bingo. So one thing that you want to note on that part, let's say that I feel like I have thoughts that I'm not good enough to have the phone that I have. 0 to 10, how much would you say I feel good enough to have it?
Good enough to have what? The phone that
the
I
phone.
Have?
Yeah.
I don't
Whatever
actually own a
phone. But if you notice me.
Let's see.
No, but what yeah. I'm saying is if
you, yeah.
If you, the computer or whatever it is, if I said, I notice thoughts that are coming up that I feel like I don't feel good enough to have the computer that I have.
I think it's been more under the surface that I don't have a lot of those thoughts consciously that, you know, that I'm undeserving. Although I've been aware that like undeserving is definitely a problem for me because it's like, you know, with finances, with relationships, with everything. I'm like, oh, I guess I don't feel like I deserve them. Maybe that's the problem. You know, so I'm aware of that.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause the session right here because there are a few really important things that I want to unpack. You know, if you stop and think about it for a moment, she's been on the healing journey for 16 to 17 years, and she's a therapist, and she feels very stuck in every part of her life. And it's not just her. I see this all of the time. And if you think about it, I mean, she's such a beautiful being and you can tell that she really wants to feel loved and connected with people. I mean, everybody deserves to be loved. And yet, as she just mentioned, you know, she's feeling stuck in her area of relationships, finances, and everything, you know? And for everybody, there's different reasons why people can feel stuck. And I mean, a variety of different reasons. And in her case, there's a few things. I mean, she mentioned that she didn't feel like she deserved them. That is one of those reasons. Now, another thing is we can also see that she's really not feeling loved. And love is so important for our souls. We as human beings need love and the energy of love. Just like a plant needs the energy of the sun, we need that love in our lives and it can help us flourish. And so there's a lot of different things that are going on here that are really keeping her stuck. But you can see that love and also deserving are two of those things. Now, on the last episode, we talked about love. And so on this episode, I do want to unpack deserving even more and make sure that you're bringing that in. You know, I can tell you that I have never had anybody go through my course and really follow it to the T and change their emotions and not change areas of their life. Meaning that every single person I've seen who's gone through, who's really just done the work and changed their emotions, has noticed changes in their life. And one of the things that I do cover in my teachings is what I call the deserving gateway. And so making sure that you're really feeling deserving and that gateway is open and it goes way into that. But to keep it simple right here, the important part to know is that deserving is very important. And for that reason, I want to go ahead and pause the session right here just so we can do this in bite-sized pieces. And we will pick up the last part of this episode next week. But I just want to, again, break out little pieces of this so you can start implementing it in your life. And, you know, last week we had talked about getting clear on what it would feel like to feel loved and to start bringing that in. And so what I want to leave you with on today's episode is I want to just pose the question to you, you know, do you feel like you deserve to be loved? And could you bring that feeling in even more? You know, the feeling is key for making that real change. And by the way, notice she mentioned again that she had been working a lot with her cognitive mind. And by the way, this is sometimes why the smartest people will fail at healing, is because they think, well, I already know this. And so they already know it and they just keep racing through it, but it's not in their subconscious mind and it's not in their energy. And by the way, even if you think about it, I mean, Steve Jobs was a very brilliant man, and I have so much respect for him. And of course, when it came to healing, he did. He tried to naturally heal himself with diet and supplements and vegetarian and all these things. And unfortunately, he didn't make it. And of course, there were things, you know, if you've ever seen the documentary, those obviously had some emotional patterns and different things going on with him, and everybody is different. But point being is that it takes real change to be able to get real results. And you want to make sure that that is happening in the emotions as well, because that's when it really impacts your energy and your life and gets the information in the subconscious mind. And, you know, even building on what we were talking earlier about that simple example, you know, if you start thinking about buying a certain car, you start seeing it everywhere. That's part of the reason that positive thinking doesn't work, is because a lot of times people are trying to think positive and think positive, but they're not getting it enough in their energy and in their subconscious mind. And because they're not getting it more in their subconscious mind and their emotions, then they're not changing their perspective. They're not changing what they're seeing. So in other words, that new car or that new vision that they're having is never really showing up where they're starting to see it everywhere. Instead, the old stuff keeps showing up and keeps showing up, and they never really make that change. And kind of expand on that illustration even more, kind of like this. Like, you know, imagine for a moment that somebody's really wanting to make a change. And I'm going to keep using the car analogy for a second just because it's simple. But imagine if they're wanting to see a change and they're thinking positive, but nothing's really changing because they're not adding any emotion or energy to it. It would be kind of like if somebody's seeing Yugos everywhere and then they're trying to just convince themselves it's a Tesla, okay? Is because that's a lot of times what happens, is people are thinking positive and they're trying to think positive, but they're not getting better and you're not really seeing those changes because the information isn't really getting into your emotions and your subconscious mind and your energy. That's when you start to see the different car, so to speak, or in this case, relationships, connections, love. You know, that's when you start to see those shifts taking place, is when you really start to get that alignment into your emotions and your subconscious mind. You know, even if you think about the car example, when somebody's thinking about buying a new car, there's an excitement about it. And so those are emotions. You know, they're admiring it and they're thinking, oh my God, that would be great to have. Those are feelings that they're starting to generate. Now, of course, a lot of people don't then get that information all of the way into their subconscious mind. So you may have experienced this before where you started thinking about buying a car and it never really came to fruition. So, of course, you need both. You need to have the emotions and you also really need to have that deeper alignment in the subconscious mind. And the same is true with relationships, is, of course, wanting to feel love and feel deserving. And of course, clear old negative patterns towards relationships as well, so those are gone. That's when you can really align with what it is that you consciously want, is by making those changes at a deeper level of your emotions and your subconscious mind. So that is key. And that said, again, if you could bring in those feelings of deserving, that the truth of it is that you really do deserve to be loved. Every one of us deserves to be loved. So you deserve to be loved and you deserve to have a great life. So make sure your energy knows that and really feels that. All right, so that said, again, we will finish the last part of this session next week with some more insights. In the meantime, please make sure to hit the share button and share this episode with a friend or family member or somebody that you love or somebody you know who could use a lift. You know, the more empowered that every individual is in their lives, the better the world is for all of us. You know, the happier, healthier, more prosperous, more successful, more loving that every person is, the more beautiful our world will be. So please make sure to share it. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.